The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simet Shinun Hey, the bottom of Reish Vavam and Aleph, Dina Gezuz Tereh Beis Akise, the halachas of a ledge and a bathroom. By Hey Sif in this one paragraph, Sif Aleph says Machabe, Gezuz Tereh, which Pirush, the Afa Binyan, it's a board or a structure, Boilik Mitech Abatam, a chutzah that protrudes from within the house is outwards. Continues the Machabe, Shilamalam and the Mayim, that's above the water, b'chaloin, as it gets into the base, b'suach lam in the base, and the window is open to it from the house. In malam, and you cannot draw water from it. Elam kin osla mechitza kasviva, unless you make partitions all around. As the dishwasher one brings the picture, you see this ledge, what we call a porch, that's sticking out of the house, and you have to have mechitzas all around this porch, which the picture is describing as 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Continues the mechaber. Oh, yes, mechitza sava nekev, or actually make the partitions around the hole, which that's where you're drawing the water from, which Dishu 2 brings the picture. So the fence is not around the whole porch, but actually it's around the hole that is being used to draw water from. Continues the mechaber. Like we said, it has to be 4x4. The inchilik, now there's no difference between a sendal amata, whether you make it below mechuber asla, connected to it, which the Dirsha 3 brings a picture, that the fence is actually below the board, meaning so almost, so to speak, upside down porch. Or continues the mechaber, ben yimesen agaba, whether if you make it on top, which is like the normal way of making a porch, with the fence on top of it. Now, b'kimesh as mechitza, once you make walls, Mutarin then permitted gam lishpech remena, also to pour from that porch. We're talking about drawing from the well here to the porch. You could also then pour from the porch. So there was someone going on the boat. You cannot draw water from the water on the side. Unless he makes a board 4x4 tefachim, he makes a hole in the mouth and he draws the water through there. And he does not have to make walls, which is the Dirshu 4 brings the picture. There he is on the boat, and he has this board 4x4, and there's holes. Here you don't have to make walls. Rather we say, bend down the sides, and you say you see the walls protruding downwards. Shekel was feeling because they were lenient regarding a boat. Because you can't do there what you could do in a house. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sef Katan Aleph Gzuz Tera. Peters Daf Hayetzim in Kaitz Labayis is a board that's coming out of the wall of the house. Shayusamach Liyamalei Nahar, that was near the ocean or the river. Vayadaf Lamalam Namayim, and the board is above the water. Now there's a hole there in the middle. And the window of the house opens to that, like you have outside your window. Now when you draw water through the hole, so what's happening is you're drawing from the water, like we said previously, so if you dial, that's the status of the water. By an ocean or river, therefore, which is problematic, can't take from a karmel to a shasyach. So you have to make a partition that's govoya asar tvachim kosubi, but that's 10 tvachim high all around. Now whatever's opposite, ad lamata, all the way till the downward, is considered part of this shasyach. Although this partition is suspended, meaning v'inamagayis l'mayim doesn't reach down to the waters, you're on the third floor apartment, and you have a porch. Now, how do you see that you're walls are going down to the water beneath the river that runs right by your apartment building. There's a leniency that they had regarding water. And we see we view the walls protruding downwards. Okay. Sivkot and base. So he said that ein memalam memenu, you cannot draw water from it in general, lachnis labayis, to bring it into the house. And even to just put it onto the porch itself, this board, because the porch, the ledge, is considered as a Rosh Hashanah, because since the window opens to that ledge, like we said previously, which is the Sharetzion As Gimel says, like in Prima Gadim, says this specifically, if the Gezuztera is near the window of the house with the three Tvachim, if not, then actually Gezuztera is a Karmelis. According to the Rambam, even if the window of the house is not open to the Gezuztera at all, even so, the Gezuztera is Rosh Hashiachad, as long as it's 4x4 Tvachim. Says, look at Bir Halacha, the Mazel Chaloyim, we brought the words of the Tvach Shabbos that is inclined to be lenient to put on this ledge, even if we hold it at Rosh Hashiachad, even without Machitzas. Sivkat and Gimel. So he said that, okay, in general, you can't just draw water from it only if you make for it, Sivkan Gimel, machitza all around. Oh, Yasa Bechulu, or you make a machitza around the hole where you're drawing from. Right, so what it means to say, Shinchach, Lassa, Tafka, Siv, Kol, Rechab, you don't have to make the wall, the fence, all around the width of the ledge. Elasagi, Kishiyasa, machitza, Sabenekav, it's sufficient if you make it just around the walls around the hole itself, Shirachav, Arbala, Tvachim, which is 4x4 Tvachim wide. Because if that hole is less, so that any wall that's made for an area that's less than 4 tvachim, ain't a mechitza, not a mechitza. So if you're not going to do the whole porch, but at least the hole has to be then 4x4 tvachim. Sivkan dal, and it doesn't make a difference if you're making it lamata mechuberesla, attached to it from below, or on top. Even though it's still very far from the water, know the more so. Sure, if you make the partition of the 10 tvachim below, actually near the water, not by your ledge, the mahani, where that's going to be effective, as the Shart Sein Lezdal says, that's obvious in the Paiskim, that would help according to everyone, which the Dirshu 8 brings that picture on the next page, where he has that ledge with a hole, and then the walls are there by the water, not actually on the ledge itself. That's for sure, he says, actually is going to work. Because I mean a good asik mechitzta. Then you say you view the walls going upwards, negative existed until opposite the ledge. Sivkat and hay. So he said, whether you make it below or whether you make it sivkat and hay al gaba on top, because the gambazem in the good achas mechitzta. Here also, when the walls are on top, we view it as if it's extending downwards. Now, there are from the Rishonim that disagree regarding this. And they hold, no, the Davka Kishreza Mechitz is Lamatim in the Gezuzterin, specifically when the walls are made below that ledge. Then you say you view the walls coming down, extending down. But not when you make it on top like a regular porch that we generally have. And therefore, initially, it is definitely appropriate to be careful regarding this. The Shart Sein Lezdal Hay brings from the Rashi that they disagree on the Pinyin Rashi, and they explain that this that the Mishnah says bin lamala b'lamata, lamala is called this that you make it beneath the gezuzterah, even though it's suspended and doesn't reach to the water. Lamata is when you make the mechitza by the water, and like there appears you see in the Rambam, the Rabbi Yonasan, that seems a little bit mashmoy to the Taisefta and then the Paraglov. Look over there. However, Pinyin Rashi also is not a dasi achid, because like him explains the smag, there is Rur, Rabbi Yerucham, the Torah. However, like a tchilah v'shor, it is appropriate to be careful around this to be yitzo also the Pinyin Rashi, that disagree explicitly in Rashi, and the Eli Rabbi writes that it seemed that both are halacha, that is, that we hold like this, but they disagree explicitly on Rashi.
Sivkat and Vav, so therefore, since you made a mechitzas and mechabit, it's also permitted lishpech memena. The hainu that is derech hanekev, through the hole, ala nor bayam, to pour it onto the river and to the sea. The avsha sheif chen yelchuchat sal mechitzas gzuzter, meaning here it's a little different, because here, even though the water that's going to spill, it's going to go out of the wall space of this ledge. V'loch, even so, sure, it's permitted by filim hu samach lirikokshu l'shus ram, even though he's near a little pond, which is in the public domain, like we see in Mesimich and Mehesib Kot Memchaz. Since there's not his intention to take it out to Rosh Hashanah, I'm sure it's permitted. Where he discusses this point. Sif Cotton Zain. So there's something going on the boat. En Yochel Amalais, he cannot fill up water, because Tamayim Karmelis Haim, the water there in the ocean is the Karmelis, Vasim the Shashach, and the boat is a private domain. Sif Cotton Chaz, only if you make a board that's Arbal Abba, 4x4 Tfachim, and you make a hole and you fill up the water through there. Now you don't have to make mechitzas. Rather, we say we bend over the sides and we say good aches. Why? Because they were leaning regarding a boat pirsh. Hanisker Mekoidim, regarding the ledge that we mentioned beforehand, so Tavka Mechitzas Tvachim, we said you have to have partitions 10 Tvachim high. Vakula, the lindency over here is Darminon, because we say Gut Aches Mechitzad Maya. In general, we say, like by the apartment building, say, oh, we view the walls going down to the water. Basuna by boat, Mechilin, Oidwe, even Molinin, they in Sarach Mechitzad Klar, don't have walls at all. Elamin, rather, we say Kabat Stadden, we say bend over the sides, Kilohoisha Mechitzad, as if they were walls. And Vakachamin, Gut Aches Ad Maya. And then we say, like, okay, now these walls that were bent over, because they're bent over now, like, oh, we'll see those walls extending down, all the way down to the water. Sivkot Yud. Oh, good, no, I didn't say that yet. And we live by water, because you can't do it, what you could do generally in the house. Be'alacha, Be'maschel B'chalim Pesuach. We said we have this ledge, this porch that's above the water, and the B'chaloin, Pesuach B'chula, and the windows open to it from the house. So it says the Be'alacha, that you should know that through the window that he could utilized from it on this porch. So the porch is also considered like Rosh Hashanah, like we said in Simchat Mesiv Tezai. And therefore, from the house, it's permitted to take out and to put onto the porch in all situations. But from the ocean, it's forbidden to draw and to put it there, even on just the porch, if you didn't make mechitzes, because it's from a karmel, it's a Rosh Hashanah that you're carrying. Now, if there was no window open to that ledge, then the ledge is considered as a karmel, and therefore, even though it's above 10 tefachim from the water, it's forbidden to carry out from the house onto that, but from the water, it's permitted to put on there, because from a karmel to karmel, you could carry. This, he says, I all wrote according to the understanding of Mogad Ram Sivkot Nav. That's similar to what's in Shemim Hesef Tezayin. And even though the understanding from some of the Rishonim is that the ledge that's above the water and it's 10 tefachim high, if this Dal Adad is considered on top of it like a Shasa Yachet, even though there's no mechitzes beneath it, because the bursting through of the fish is not considered as a bursting through, it's not a stira for the Shasa Yachet. However, the Tesis Shabbos writes that it's permitted to carry from the sea on top of it, because midrabanan, we do say it has a title of a karmelist regarding Karen. Look at some Shemhei Mishbur over there. The pin in many places come that they hold that where the ledge is above 10 tefachim, it's considered as a makam tur when the window does not open into it. Which the dish number 12 brings the Mishabur and Sinshim the Gimel that says something like this opinion. This that he writes behind the Shahrat Sin, that according to Rambam, the Gezuster is considered as a Rosh Hashanah Yachad, even if the window does not open. And the Shahrat Sin, the Sinshim the Gimel, the Be'alocha, but they write that the pin of the Rambam is that the place that's on top of the ledge is considered as a Mokam Tur. You could be Mechalik. That over here, by the Gezuster is on top of the ocean. And therefore, even though there's no Mechitza beneath it, the fish are not Mevatal from it, the name of Rosh Hashanah Yachad, because the breaking through of the fish is not considered as breaking through, like the Be'alocha explains, which is not the case over there, where the Rabbim are breaking beneath it. So, of course, it's going to take away from it the name of Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Continues Be'alachim. Now, if that's the case, in our situation, it would be permitted to carry also from the house on top of the Gizustra, on top of the ledge, if it's above 10 Tfachim. Which Dershah 13 brings that regarding the Alacha that brought in Shulchan Aruch that you have to make a Mechitza with the Gizustra, Be'alacha asked later on the Masal Basagi, why do you have to make a Mechitza to permit to draw from the ocean to the house? What's it different from what's brought in Shulchan Aruch later on that if the walls of the boat are 10 Tfachim high, it's enough for just a recognition of just a little bit of a ledge, because the way of the airspace is a Makam Tur. And if that's the case, also by Gezuster, which is higher than 10 Tvachim, should be enough for just a recognition of a ledge. And the answer is that by Gezuster, they were Gezuster, because the Gezuster is not that high. And according to the words of Baralacha over here, you see that whatever they were Gezuster is only regarding transporting water from the Carmelis through there to the house. But regarding taking out from the house to the Gezuster, they did not make it forbidden, even though it's forbidden to take out from the house to the Gezuster, which is not 10 Tvachim high. Look what wrote in Shaar Tzin and Simishin and Beis and Be'alach Simishin and Mechesh regarding carrying a Mishas Yachad to an area that's above 10 Tfachim. In the Vimas Lishpech Mimeno, we said something is allowed to pour out from that hole. So it's a Ligmash B'u Sivkot and Vav, which references what we wrote, that even if it's close to the pond, which is Rosh Hashram, that's how the Mogam Ram and the other Henrite name tastes. However, in the Chiddush Rashi, it's obvious that you're not permitted to pour only when it's not the side of it, Rosh Hashanah. But if it's close to Rosh Hashanah, then it would be forbidden. Additionally, also, you should know that regarding pouring on the walls of the house, that it depends on this machlekes. And the opposite, according to the Rashi, it's permitted if the wastewaters go down from the walls of the house to the river and to the sea, where, because Kaychai, someone's forced by Kamalists, they were in Geyser, like by boat later on, at the end of the Sif. Whereas according to Tais, it's forbidden, because since over here is Mechaben, that it should go downward to the river, to the sea, so Geyser, because maybe it might happen at times that when he pours onto the walls of the house, that's near Rosh Hashanah. And by a boat, it's different, because it's not common that someone should go right next to Rosh Hashanah on the boat. For whereas the Rambam, it sounds like, oh, so it's permitted, that's the Mechaben Seisim at the end of Gimel, Ramah Sin Shin and Zayin brings the opinion of those who say it's forbidden. Dishon number 14 explains, opinion of Tyson Avon of Peches, that this they permitted to pour water from the gezuster outside is because he doesn't have in mind to take the water outside to the area beyond the mechitzas, and therefore permitted to pour it out, even if the area that he pours out of it is near Rosh Hashanah, the way the Mishnah writes in Sivkan and Vav. But if he's intending that the water should go out to Rosh Hashanah, then it's forbidden, even if they go out through Kaychai, and also if there's a Carmelist that's near his Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden, even if they go out only through Kaychai. You have to be concerned that maybe it might happen at times, that he might pour it onto the walls of the house that near Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they said it's forbidden when it's near Carmelist, even though they were in Gezer on Kaychai B'Carmelist. Opinion of the Ashbe is that this they permitted to pour from a gezustra is because they weren't geyser on koicha b'kamus, but when it's near Rosh Hashanah, it's forbidden even by gezustra because koicha b'shazam is us. And according to Hishita, they were not geyser by a house near a kamus because of a house that's near Rosh Hashanah. Lalocha, it's machlekes shulchanach and Ramah, and shulchanach later on said base of gimel holds like Rashi and Ramah, subshin nazein holds like Taisus. Some of the dirshus, edition number 5. Now the reason for this psula mechitza tluya of the suspended mechitza is machlek zachreinim. If that's because beneath it you have the breaking through of the goats, like lashon gemara even after zayin, or because even when there's no breaking through of the goats, you can't a suspended mechitza is not kosher because it doesn't start from the beginning of the bottom of the ground. Based on this, there's machlek regarding the reasoning of this halacha. The mechitza tluya does permit when it's on top of water. Chuvas nevashchaya holds like the first sad that the chesaron is because the bekiy is gedoyim. According to this, he explains that they will lean by water because the breaking through of fish, unlike goats, it's not considered as bekiyah, and that's what it seems that the pinnah shochanach rav, and that's what Ritva HaKadosh writes in Masechet Shabbos. Now, then the Chazanish proves in Lashon HaGemara, Kal Shekil B'mayim, it's regarding water that will lean, regarding mechitza tluy, that it's considered as a mechitza, even without the reason of the breaking through of fish is not considered as breaking through, because if the reason was because the bekiyah is gedom and not considered as bekiyah, so what do you need a special kula by water since it's not bekiyah? It's no chasarin that the mechitza tluy. Obviously, any mechitza that doesn't start from the ground is not effective to permit, and this that it would lean by water, that mechitza it would permit even when it doesn't start from the ground. Besides this, there's also chasarin is good. I mean, this chasaron is not, you don't have by water min hadin, because since bekiyah is gedoyim, it's not considered as bekiyah. Look over there that he brings a situation that bekiyah is gedoyim is possible even when there is no chasaron mechitzas tluyah. There's number 6. What happens if the boat or the fishermen and all those types, they go beneath the ledge? So Shuvas Chassam said, was not sure if the Mevatel Mechitza, like the Halacha of Bekiyas Gedoyim, that's Mevatel Mechitza by Karka, and because only by Bekiyas Gedoyim it's not considered Bekiyah, or maybe even by the fishermen, you'll say it's like Bekiyas Gedoyim, that's not a problem. Shechanach Rab writes, in such a situation, they did not permit Mechitza in the water, and don't say Gudachas Mechitza, you don't view the wall as if it's coming down. Dish number 7. You see even the word from Mishbur that you say Gudach is Mechitzasa, that by suspending Mechitza on top of water, and there is ear that's beneath the Mechitza up until the water, and you have the ear space that's also above the Mechitza. You don't see Asabir the high Gisa, like, okay, let the ear space that's above the Mechitza and that of the high Gisa, which is beneath the Mechitza and without Mechitza, to the contrary. We say Gudach is Mechitzasa, view the wall if it's coming down, the Mechitza is effective to consider the ledge, the porch, as if it's Rosh Hashanah. Chaznish writes that that's tafka in a way that Mechitza is high 10 tefachim. But if let's say you make a Mechitza, Tluyas, depend on 5 tvachim. And above the ear, you have 5 tvachim that's above it. And you also make a mechitza of 5 tvachim. Then you'll actually say, also be the hagisa, that's beneath the upper mechitza, and that's above the lower mechitza, and that's above the upper mechitza. Mevatlas mechitza al yena, and so to asir David the hagisa, the 5 tvachim that's in the middle, and that's the 5 tvachim that's beneath the lower one, and mevat mechitza tachtoina. However, if the ear space that's between the two mechitzas of that are each 5 tvachim is less than 5 tvachim, then it would be permitted from the halacha of ayim mirubal parts. What's closed is more than the breach, where the mechitza that's 5 tvachim wide is more than the ear space, and it permits it. Comes out that you do have a mechitza of 10 tvachim that permits the water. So if you make a ledge on top of the mechitza al yana or beneath the mechitza tachtoina, that would be mafsik between the aver. You don't say asa avira to be about mechitza. Dish number 8. We had spoken about that when you could have the walls that actually not even near the ledge by the water itself, and right by the water. Now, we find also two places where we make mechitza above the water to differentiate between the domains in the water. One is regarding the Amas HaMayim, the stream of water that goes through a chatzah, as we'll see later on in Shulchan Aruch Shin and Vav Sevalv, that we make a mechitza that 10 tefachim high in the entry when it enters into the property and leaves the property, differentiate between the water that's in the chatzah to the water that's outside of it so that you could draw the water from it on Shabbos. And number 2, regarding a pit, a well that's between two courtyards, but they did not make an air between them, and we'll see later on in Shin and Vav Sevalv, that you make a mechitza 10 tefachim on top of the bar to that the people of all the chatzar could draw the water from their portion. But we find the chilik halacha between these two cases and the case over here of gezustera. By gezustera, the mechitza does not have to be submerged a tefach into the water. Now, in these cases, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in those two, Shinun Vav, Shinayin Vav, that it has to be submerged the mechitza in the water of tefach. Now, the reason for this, we find many pshatim. Number one, the Rashi and Eivin of Pei Vav, they explain that the reason why it has to go a tefach into the bar that's between the two chatzeres is because the people of those two chatzeres, they're partners in the well. And therefore, if the mechitza does not go down into the water, it's considered as if the water of two chatzeres are mixed together. And then and mechitza that's above is not affected to divide between them. But by the gezustra, where the water that's outside of the mechitza is the karmelis, you don't need to have the mechitza should go into the water. That's the amogim and the chaznish, right? That this teretz is not helpful to answer the opinion of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Depaskin, that also by the Amas HaMayim has to go in, because they're also the water that's outside the Chatzar of the Karmelis. So you have a second approach. You have the Magen Rambam Shinayin Vav. He explains the reason why you have to has to go tefach into the bar that's between the two chatzeres, because we're concerned maybe the bucket's going to go down diagonal and then it's going to go from the domain into the of the second chatzer. And he explains therefore by gezustra you don't have to go tefach into the water, because since he's standing right above all the hole and he's lowering down the bucket to draw water through the whole street, and such a situation not concerned that the bucket's going to go out of the mechitza. Look what the Prima Gadol writes. But the third approach, Chaznish explains that the reason why it has to go inside a tefach by the case of the bar that's between two chatzeres and by the Amas HaMayim is because since if it doesn't get submerged, it's not so recognizable that the mechitza was made to the friendship between the water that's in the amo or by the pit. And he writes, everybody, because you don't have to, the mechitza don't have to be submerged into the water, because since it's recognizable that the mechitza was made to the friendship between the water that's between the mechitzas and the water beyond that. That's the Prima Gadol writes, and Marmotcha, Nel Yabba, that sounds like regarding the canal of water, that the reason is because of recognition. That he's mitzayin to these turrets. And the rest of the Bach answers another way. My motcha, one is on his turrets.